Well, let's start with the Leafs and talk about them, because if we'd done the show 2 weeks ago, the Leafs finished that West Coast trip. Well, here they go. They've hit the wall. Off they go. And then I don't want to say out of nowhere, they go 4-0-1. They pick up 9 of a possible 10 points. A couple of teams behind them, Boston in particular, start to slip. Dare we say, taking a look at it now, Donovan, this team is in really good position, not to jinx them, but with 9 games to go, they really now should make the playoffs.
They really should. And it's not just that Boston is faltering. And when you look at the buffer between the Leafs and the Islanders, the Leafs would really have to kind of regress back to well below the mean to drop out of a spot. And it's not so much that they're winning. For me, it's more the way they're winning. Like, we knew they were going to score goals and be offensively fun to watch. But, you know, protecting a lead against Columbus and playing well in all zones, you know, against the Devils and taking care of business against a team that you should beat. I think that, to me, has been the best sign. And getting, you know, despite some soft goals early, getting good goaltending from your backup goalie, to me, shows that they have some depth.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting down the stretch, because you could see it going in one of a couple directions. You have such a young group of players, and you wonder, does this group develop as they get more experience in the NHL, or do they get a little fatigued? I mean, when you look at the kind of grinder that a guy like Austin Matthews has been through ever since the summer when he's getting drafted, and then he's playing in the World Cup of Hockey, and then you have the season. Same could be said for Nylander and Marner to a lesser extent, but these guys have gone through the ringer. Now they're facing the biggest test that they've ever faced as professional hockey players.
I subscribe to the fatigue theory, and I still do for most young teams, but not this late. I think you get tired around game 60. I think that's when the wall hit. You still got 22 games left. The games don't have the meanings. Now you're going into arenas. They're sold out. Everybody's talking about you. Adrenaline keeps you going now. Now you're into the stretch. We're not tired guys in a workday at the end of the day. Well, we all are, because we work really hard, Rogers Communications, all of us. We're working really hard. But you get tired midday, mid-morning. It's still a long time to go. I think an athlete's the same kind of thing. You get going. Well, Donovan, you can speak to it because you're an athlete. I mean, seriously, when you look at it, when the games get significant, tiredness, to me, kind of takes a back seat. You hit that wall with baseball, Ben, the dog days of August. You're not tired during a pennant race. You're tired when it's hot in August and going, holy smokes, we got 50 games left. There's 9 games left to go in the season. I don't think everybody's tired, but I don't think they're feeling it.
Yeah, when there's that carrot that's being kind of dangled in front of you, that gives you the energy to go. And you know, if they are playing enthusiastic hockey down the stretch, then the narrative will be, oh, the young legs of this team, right? Like, so youthful, so exuberant. And if they do struggle a bit, then it will be, you know, they're a little bit inexperienced and aren't physically where they are supposed to be. But for me, if they just get in, as soon as they clinch, anything after that is house money. Like, they could get swept in the first round, no matter who they face, with the crazy, you know, scenarios as far as playoff seeding, which we'll talk about later. And it'll be a net win. It'll be 2 extra home dates at the ACC, 2 big gates, and an offseason full of hope and optimism. So, this season has been a fun ride, because there really haven't been crazy expectations. You've just been able to enjoy it as it comes. Now, with the other 2 sports franchises that we've talked about, there are very specific expectations, and that's why I think you have people tearing out their hair with every little thing. I think with this team, and I've said this to you before, Raj, the Leafs are kind of just like a puppy. Like, they're just, you know, they're going to make mistakes.
National Puppy Day the other day. You're bringing that up again.
Yeah, yeah. they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they're not going to do things that you tell them to. But ultimately,
Shit.
Exactly. But they're fun and they bring a lot of energy. And who doesn't like a puppy, right? So I'm enthralled with watching this Leafs team.
I've heard some analogies about the Maple Leafs, but puppies.
Yeah.
But you know what? I guess I can buy that a little bit. They are fun and cute and fun to see. But boy, one thing about them, puppies is right, because they are still a young team, Ben. And I guess the question is, over the last 9 games, the pressure gets ramped up. You know, sometimes, though, they're just maybe too young to be even concerned about it.